Hey, there it is. Driver's Seat, Sniffing the Tears. Great road trip tune. Steve Carney is going to join us. SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. Hey, Steve, let's get into it. Here we are, middle of July. How's the bite?
You know, it's amazing, Steve. It's actually pretty good. And yes, Sniffing the Tears is awesome. I mean, love that. And
good
then
tune.
Also, I would say a six iron would be what you would want to use for, you know, one club. I'd say a six iron.
Yeah, I've thought about it, and my favorite club to hit, and I can do a lot with it or used to, is an eight iron. I'd probably go eight. But yeah, six, seven, eight in that range. If you're going to play with one, probably the way to go. All right, what's working out there, Steve?
You know, it's been a really bizarre week. This morning I was out and, you know, working mid-lake structure like you typically do at this time of the year, not doing very well. And I thought, you know, I'm getting that look from my people. Like, do you know what you're doing? I go, I'm trying. So, you know, the water temperature, Steve, is 83 degrees, and that is really warm.
Wow.
And with the 90-degree air temperature, I said, okay, let's pull out the crankbaits and start trolling. You won't believe this. This is just one of those bizarre things that happens every once in a while. We started trolling in 8 feet of water, and I kind of accidentally slid up into 5 feet, and we caught walleyes in 5 feet of water. It's like, I couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. And the only thing I can think of is the oxygen, you know, in the deeper water is not there just because it's so hot and the thermocline is changing. But 5 feet of water, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. So you got to think outside the box, you know, at this time of the year, because everything is changing. There's a lot of bait fish in the lake. But I was just really impressed. It's like, wow, what are they doing in 5 feet of water? But it was a great day. It was hot. But I don't know. I think the walleye gods kind of looked down on me and said, I'm going to throw you a bone, you know? It
yeah.
was just one of those things.
Well, and I would assume the folks who were with it were kind of like, boy, this guy does know what he's doing.
Well, it took me 2 hours to figure it out.
Hey, you got there. That's all that matters. Now, Steve, a little bit tight on time. Looks like we're going to get another front. We had one kind of roll through the cities last night. Looks like tomorrow night's another night. And then a little bit cooler this week. But, you know, we're still in the middle of July. Where are you going to be? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to be in, you know, central Minnesota. And really the key right now is the wind. You want to get on the shoreline where the wind is coming in. We had a south wind yesterday. North wind this morning, so I was on the south shoreline this morning because the wind was blowing in. So at this time of the year, for those going out, you know, in the next week or so, hit those shorelines where the wind is blowing in. That is huge. That's where the fish are. Right. That's my tip. How about that?
That is a good one. Steve, always good to visit with you. Stay cool, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Carney, SteveCarneyOutdoors.com. He's been joining us for years here on the weekend. And, oh, by the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow following the Twins and Cubs with Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News. He has a great show between 5 and 6, a lot of great info, and tons of great guests as well. That is Rob and the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6. Our sports coverage begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Corzo is in on a Sunday at noon, inside Twins. Lineup card 12:30, first pitch after 1. Twins and Cubbies play the rubber game from Wrigley. Then it's on to Cleveland for 4 beginning on Monday night. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Have a great Saturday night. Here at News Talk, 830 WCCO.